Okay.
Our next
case, please.
Our next case under old business this evening is 12113. Alan Harim Foods, LLC, is seeking a special use exception for a potentially hazardous use facility for further processing, such as deboning, packaging, and shipping of poultry products under sections 115-111 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest corner of Pinochle Way and Iron Branch Road, Route 331. The 911 address is 29984 Pinochle Way. Millsboro, the zoning district, is HI1. The tax map is District 233, Map 5, Parcels 14, 15, and 16. Staff would note this was originally heard on March 19, 2018.
Okay.
And just for the record, Mr. Chairman, I note Ms. McGee has left the chambers and has recused herself from this application.
All right. Thank you. Okay. I'll open up for any discussion. And I'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
You don't have to start with me.
I'm sorry?
You don't have to start with me.
Okay.
It's fine, but if the others want to start.
Start with the young ones first.
Oh, the youngest? Okay.
Yeah, start with the youngest first and work down.
Well, I will say it is of my opinion, before addressing the effect on the neighboring properties, it's my opinion that this is the an appropriate use for this property, being it is zoned as heavy industrial. As was, you know, our decision earlier on the plant with a more
intense use.
Thank you. Yes, good choice of words.
I agree with Mr. Mills. All of our state agencies have given their blessing. They've monitored the existing property. They're set up to monitor the new operation. And I favor approving it and creating 185 jobs.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's going to be less noise, less dust, the odor. The traffic's going to be less with them coming in and out. It's not going to be as busy. We like the live oil plant.
Right, the live oil.
The only thing I got a problem with is the wastewater. We talked about it before. What I would like to see is the irrigation get running when they open that plant and have it running. I don't think there should be any hauling away. They said they can take care of that when the plant is in operation.
Right.
So I don't think they should be operating unless that irrigation system is operating, the waste. I'd like to see that put in there.
And that's,
I agree with that.
I don't disagree in that. Although it doesn't have, you know, that would certainly have an effect. The opposition seems to think that it's our responsibility in the way of environmental safety, and that's the jobs of DENREC and the other agencies. Unfortunately, if they're not doing their job, or if they are, or whatever, that's not a
not on us.
That's, well, it's, yeah, it's not something that we should be concerned or considering. But I agree with you in that if they're hauling it somewhere else, then it could be in the county, and it could be a problem.
And it's more traffic.
Yeah.
Where if they have the
exactly.
area, less traffic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wasn't there testimony that in the winter they'd still have to haul the waste off-site, the wastewater?
They can still spray that in the winter time, I think.
Can they?
I would think they would. I don't remember.
I think they may have to, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they, I think they had the capability for the majority of the time. I think it was only in situations where it was a long freeze or something to that effect.
There's only so much to lay on top.
And again, you know, that's regulated by many state agencies, federal agencies.
Yes.
You know, the question is, what would the effect be for us And would it be adverse, and not just would it be adverse, but substantially affect adversely? Again, it comes back to it's a heavy industrial zone.
Right.
Exactly.
And this time you're going to have to get
it certainly is better than the situation that once existed there, which was a problem, and until this point probably has been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's a whole new use and different rules and laws and requirements. So as far as emissions and wastewater and odors and all those things.
Like you said, Mr. Mills, we're not in Denver to take care of all that. All that problem. It's they got a problem.
It is their responsibility.
Their responsibility.
That's right.
I think we did, we addressed this before, even at that night of the meeting.
Mm-hmm. That deal.
They need to take it up with Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can see where they're coming from, but. Okay. Any further discussion?
Are we all in agreement that?
Any further?
No, I have no further.
No, sir.
Any further?
Do we all agree that as far as that it won't substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties because it is heavy industrial?
I agree, Mr. Miles.
I do.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Let's first talk about the standard for approval. The board shall review the plans and statements and shall not permit such building structures or uses until it has been shown to the public that the public health, safety, and morals and general welfare will be properly protected and that necessary safeguards will be provided for the protection of water areas or surrounding property and persons. The board, in reviewing the plans and statements, shall consult with other agencies created for the promotion of public health and safety and shall pay particular attention to protection of the county and its waterways from the harmful effects of air and water pollution of any type. So, having addressed that standard, or in an effort to, if you will, this is my findings. The proposed use is for poultry processing facility in a heavy industrial area. Facility be used only for deboning and packaging poultry. There will be no slaughtering of poultry or rendering on the site. The facility will only use approximately 50,000 square feet of roughly 11% of the existing building on site. The applicant has demonstrated that it will implement and or follow necessary safeguards to protect the public health, safety, morals, and general welfare. In regard to fire, the existing will be protected throughout by a state-of-the-art fire protection and suppression sprinkler system, which will be maintained to meet current standards. Excuse me. The opposition's expressed concerns about the potential for fire in the facility and provided articles regarding fires at other facilities. These concerns appear speculative in nature. One report was from 1991 and focused on a lack of enforcement of existing codes. With regard to the facility, the Delaware State Fire Marshal has jurisdiction over the fire prevention regulations and shall ensure compliance. The other cases cited by the opposition appeared to be isolated incidents and I wasn't convinced anyway that the proposed facility will lead to a substantial increase in the risk of fire, which would rise to the level of creating a substantial adverse impact on the neighboring and adjacent properties. Regarding explosion, the applicant presented evidence that the proposed deboning operations do not present any normal explosion hazard or risk, much like the concerns about fire. Concerns raised to the contrary by the opposition appeared speculative. Regarding noise, vibration, and dust, there is no significant noise, vibration, or dust from deboning operation, and the deboning and packing process will take place within the building. Poultry will be slaughtered at a different facility, so there will be no feathers, rendering, or offal brought to or from the site. Bones removed as part of the boning process will be packed in the facility and shipped out. There may be noise, dust, and vibration from trucks going to and from the facility, but will be limited since will only be approximately 16 trucks per day. Notably, the facility will consist of well under half as many employees as when the site was used as a pickle plant. property is a large site, has a buffer of trees and ponds, which also buffer noise, vibration, and dust from the facility. I wasn't convinced that the noise, dust, or vibration would rise to the level of substantial adverse effect on neighboring and adjacent properties. Regarding odor, the deboning process produces minimal waste, and any waste generated would be removed daily. The natural odors associated with wetlands and marshlands that surround the property will likely be more distinguishable than possible odor from the facility. There was no evidence that the facility or the spray irrigation system would produce appreciable odors in the area. Concerns raised by the opposition were speculative. It should be noted that concerns raised by the opposition about Harbison plant were not relative, since Harbison plant has a much more intensive use and that use than what's proposed here. Regarding emissions, deboning facility typically produces no airborne pollutants, but the applicant will be required to maintain the air quality permits by DENREC. To the extent air quality is a concern, the applicant will employ hygienic design guidelines and sustainable guidelines. Applicant will also deploy technology advanced automated processing solution to allow advancements in automation and efficiency to be realized. All DENREC regulations must be followed and complied with. Regarding wastewater, the applicant will employ guidelines to minimize the process of wastewater. All wastewater will be treated in accordance with all regulations, and all discharge effluent will be maintained in compliance with DENREC regulations. Previously, the applicant proposed to spread as much as 1.2 million gallons of wastewater per day and to discharge the wastewater into nearby stream. The pickle plant discharged 600,000 gallons of wastewater per day into the stream and another 280,000 gallons per day through spray irrigation. The applicant proposes a significant reduction in wastewater discharge, as only 40,000 gallons of treated wastewater per day will be discharged through spray irrigation. Under the current proposal, there will be no discharge into the stream. All wastewater will be treated according to a new DENREC permit. The spray irrigation system will be upgraded with new technology. The applicant will provide a nutrient management plan to provide for the absorption of nitrates from the spray irrigation system. The opposition presented concerns about the wastewater discharge, but these concerns were speculative, especially given the heavy industrial uses in the area and the history of the neighborhood. I wasn't convinced that the proposed facility, which will be required to operate under DENREC guidelines, would somehow substantially affect adversely those properties. The site is already heavily tested and monitored, and that testing will continue. If the spray irrigation or handling of wastewater violates DENREC regulations, DENREC has the authority to enforce those regulations, not this board. Excuse me. Regarding traffic, the applicant testified that the facility will lead to improvements along Iron Branch Road. The facility will produce traffic from 165 employees and approximately 16 trucks per day, but such traffic is significantly less than the applicant's original proposal and the pickle plant's traffic. Opposition to the application did not present evidence from a traffic engineer as to any negative impact the application would have on traffic in the neighborhood. DelDOT will ultimately have jurisdiction over the traffic impact of the plant. And regarding the neighborhood, the site was previously used as a cucumber pickling plant. There are other industrial facilities in the neighborhood, including concrete plant, an animal vaccine facility, a power plant, wastewater treatment facility, and a propane business. The evidence is clear that numerous residential homes and developments were constructed after the existence of a pickle plant, though some homes were predated that pickle plant. The evidence shows that this area is heavily industrialized area and has been that way for many years. Opposition cited a report from 2012 from an appraiser who reviewed studies in different parts of the country. Notably, the report came with the disclosure that the author's opinions do not constitute an appraisal and that the letter does not constitute an appraisal report. The letter clearly did not focus on the area at hand and referenced impacts of much larger animal operations such as pig farms and poultry rendering plants. I was not convinced that this report was applicable to the applicant's property and the proposed deboning use. The reporter's qualifier also greatly limits its value to me. Opposition noted that some neighbors lost sales of their homes due to the previously approved poultry plant. These comments were extremely vague and provided little insight as to the alleged circumstances of those properties and transactions, especially since the opposition often focused comments of an entirely different and more intensive poultry plant in Harbison. I find these comments to thus have limited probative value. Even if neighbors had experienced a decline in property values, the applicant's proposed deboning facility is a significant reduction in the use of the property as compared to the prior application approved by the board, and there is no evidence provided into the record as to the effect of the proposed deboning facility on the values of neighboring and adjacent properties. The board solicited comments on the application from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, the Delaware Department of Transportation, the Delaware Office of the Fire Marshal, and the Chief Building Code Inspector of Sussex County, and the Sussex Conservation District. These agencies were created for the promotion of public health and safety. The board received the following comments. From the State Fire Marshal, it had no objection to the request and noted all renovations shall obtain proper permits prior to construction. DelDOT indicated the traffic that a traffic impact study is under review and may result in the realignment of Iron Branch Road. DelDOT also referenced other requirements the applicant must meet in order to receive DelDOT approval. DelDOT's comments contained no objection to the application. DENREC groundwater discharge section confirmed that the applicant is working with DENREC for spray irrigation permitting and wastewater transfer permits. Public hearings are scheduled on the transport permits. DENREC indicated that the applicant will need to receive these permits before proceeding with the proposed deboning facility. DENREC Waste and Hazardous Substances commented that the certificate of completion of remedy was issued in 2014 for reuse and that an environmental covenant was recorded in 2016. The applicant must continue following the approved long-term monitoring and contaminated materials management plan. DENREC site investigation and restoration section commented that the applicant continues to be in compliance with final plan of remediation and the certificate of completion of remedy. DENREC will continue to monitor the situation and will enforce violations of the certificate of completion of remedy and other DENREC regulations. The board's consulted with DENREC, which has jurisdiction over the air and water pollution emanating from the site, and over the systems and permits the applicant intends to use, and no objection from DENREC has been noted in the record. Applicant has noted that to the board that in order to operate its facility, the applicant will need to obtain the following permits and approvals from DelDOT, DENREC, Sussex County Building Inspector, and State Fire Marshal. Those agencies were created for the promotion of public health and safety. DENREC, through its rules and regulations, will have jurisdiction to protect the county and its waterways from the harmful effects of air and water pollution of any type. DENREC's extensive involvement in the permitting process indicates that it will make sure that the public health, safety, morals, and general welfare will be properly protected, and that necessary safeguards will be provided for the protection of water areas or surrounding property and persons. The opposition expressed frustrations with DENREC, but DENREC is that appropriate agency to enforce environmental regulations. It is possible that public hearings will be necessary as part of the DENREC permitting process, which should give the opposition a chance to express those concerns. Based on the record, the applicant has demonstrated that the proposed use set forth in the application will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. Furthermore, the applicant has demonstrated that the public health, safety, morals, and general welfare will be properly protected, and that necessary safeguards will be provided for the protection of water areas or surrounding property and persons. The only thing that I would offer to you gentlemen in addition would be if we limit the deboning and packaging facility a size and scope as proposed by the applicant, and nothing more.
Yes.
And so, therefore, that will also be part of my motion.
There's something else with the spray irrigation. You ready to think? The spray irrigation will be upgraded with a new technology. I think that should be done before they're in operation.
Prior to operation?
Yes, I do.
And so I'll add that to my motion as well.
Your possible conditions, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think everything else is fine.
I agree with that too, Mr. Moss. Okay. If there's no further discussion or anything, Mr. Workman, do you have anything else?
No.
Mr. Mayor? I have it. Mr. Mills?
Okay. That's my motion.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Excuse me. Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Mears is that we approve case number 12,113 and with two conditions. Excuse me, and one was that the approval is limited to a poultry deboning and packing facility of the size and scope proposed by the applicant, and also that the wastewater be up and running, the state-of-the-art wastewater up before the plant is operating. Okay. All right. So, then all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills.
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,113 is approved.